Hey folks, how you doing? It's Joey Hernandez. It was the kind of day when I decided that I had to come back and I had to do a podcast and talk to you about what's been going on in my mind today, because I think it's going to be the kind of thing that many people can relate to. Many people, no matter whether you're a beginner, perhaps an intermediate, or all the way up to a seasoned athlete that regularly works out. All of us, no matter what your level, no matter how long you've been doing it, we hit sticking points. And often, those sticking points can be external, because lack of time, family commitments, illnesses, work commitments, many things that can interrupt our training. But probably the most common thing occurs within our minds. And that was what was happening with me today. And so I wanted to talk a little bit to you about how to get beyond that sticking point, how to make sure that you are moving towards your goals, no matter what those goals are, that you are advancing, that you are able to push beyond those barriers. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So, of course, my name is Joey Hernandez, and this is our Problematic Minds, the 101st episode of Beginner Diet and Fitness Podcast. So today was kind of an unusual training day for me. Now, I've been following the diet that I outlined actually in the last podcast using that application, and my weight loss has been going very well. So I'm training, I'm lifting, I'm building muscle. At the same time, I'm losing body fat, and I can't say that I have a six-pack by any means yet. But I do expect in the next couple of months that that's actually going to happen. And I'm really excited by that, because I can begin to see the outline of them somewhere in there under all that blubber. And I think they're going to show up pretty soon. So somewhere back in previous podcasts, and it may even be the ones that are no longer available, but somewhere along the way, I talked about the fact that I have had problems with cardiovascular exercise. In fact, over these years, 31 years, I am probably the only trainer that has been a trainer for that long and that actually doesn't do cardiovascular exercise on a regular basis. And it's been a little bit of an embarrassment at times when I talk to clients about cardiovascular, or if I've been in a gym that I've been working in and other trainers are seen getting on cardio equipment and doing their own workouts. And here's Joey lifting, but never quite in that cardio area. And there's twofold reasons of why that has happened. The first thing is I was born with a congenital heart defect. We all have, well, most of us have what's called a tricuspid valve in our hearts, which means that there are three flaps, that's where the tripart comes from, three flaps that close and prevents blood from flowing until a certain point, and then those flaps open and blood passes, and then those flaps close again. So I was born with just two of those, known as a bicuspid valve. So I just have two flaps that close, and because there isn't a third one to really seal the deal, blood can leak out when it's not supposed to. It leaks out into a chamber of the heart it's not supposed to until the heart is ready for that when that valve opens. So because of that, I have had problems with doing things that exert me for long periods of time, such as cardiovascular exercise, or such as backpacking with a heavy backpack and going up a mountain. Things like that have really strained me and actually given me pains in my heart. So I have gone to a cardiovascular doctor and I've been evaluated and been tested, and he's watching this valve problem, but he constantly tells me, you know what, you really should do cardiovascular exercise. And I'm like, well, when I do it, I get these chest pains, you know, when I exert myself. And he's like, well, do it up to the point where you feel it and then rest for a little bit and then continue. And when it comes again, rest a little bit. And I'm like, are you sure that's like not gonna maybe kill me or something? That sounds kind of weird, you know, to go back and do it. And he's like, no, that's how you're gonna have to do this. It's not dangerous. It's actually good for you. So I'm like, okay. The second problem that I have had is that I have severe neuropathy in my feet and in my lower legs. So I have a numbness and a tingling that causes problems with walking at times, with balance, and running, even on a treadmill, is an impossibility for me because my feet are too unsteady. So between the valve problem and this neuropathy, I've stayed away from cardiovascular exercise. And my doctors are like, no, you got to do it. You got to work through this. And as odd as it sounds, okay, I'll give it a try. So about 6 months ago, I joined a gym here in the town I live in. As most of you know, I have a gym built in my basement downstairs that I do most of my training in. I do my own lifting. I train clients there. But I don't have any cardiovascular equipment down there. It's all just lifting, weights and cables and all of that. You will see those very shortly on YouTube. But I do go to another gym in order to do cardiovascular. So I joined this gym specifically to go and do cardiovascular work. And much to my amazement, truly amazement, I think a combination of the drugs that I am on for the neuropathy and a drug that I'm on to slow my heart rate down so that my valve doesn't wear out and have to be replaced, I was amazed. I could do cardio work. What I did is I work on a treadmill only. I put it on a maximum incline. I put it on about 3 miles per hour. And I walk up this slant, constantly walking the whole time going up. Kills your legs. Oh my God, my legs are going to be huge. But I have to say, I don't have any pains in my heart. I have to say that my feet and legs are not as bad as I thought that they would be. They're not great, but they're not as bad as I thought they would be. So I'm trekking along. And I've been doing that regularly now, 3 or 4 days a week, for at least 2 or 3 months now. And in the application that I was talking about in the last podcast, you enter your exercise and it offsets the calories that you have been eating and it gives you more calorie allotment for the day. So I enter the treadmill and I enter the fast walk that I have to do from here to the gym and back. I also do an entry for sauna because you burn a lot of calories while you're in the sauna. And all of that adds up to my exercise of the day. Oh, and then also lifting downstairs. I do that most days as well to build my muscles. So all of that offsets my calories, which is great. And because of that, I've really got this mindset of I have to go no matter what. I have to get this done. And sure, there are absolutely days when I do not in any way want to go to the gym. And what I tell myself just initially to get myself to do something, I say, okay, you know what? You don't want to go to the gym because you don't want to do this cardiovascular exercise because it's a bitch. So go to the gym. use the sauna only. Nice and relaxing, nice and warm. You burn some calories, you sweat, you take a shower, you come home. Just do that. Don't do any workout. Just go and enjoy the amenities, the steam room and the sauna, and just relax. So I tell myself that this is what you have to do. Just go there. You don't have to do the treadmill. Don't worry about it. You don't have to do the treadmill. And I go. And what do you think happens? I would say 90% of the time I do the treadmill. Now, I may not do it at the maximum that I had been doing it on those other days when I was super motivated and I was really happy to be entering that into my food applications so I can see the calorie offset and I can eat more food. And it was really becoming a habit and it was really becoming a necessity in my life, in my mind, for that satisfaction that I was getting this done, and especially doing cardiovascular exercise that I, all my entire life, I've never been able to do. Because when I would start doing cardiovascular exercise, I would get discomfort in my chest. And so I would stop. And my family has a history of heart disease. I've talked about that before. My father died at 52. My mother died at 58. My oldest brother died at 46. And all my other siblings have heart problems. So when I would get that discomfort, I would panic like, oh my God, I'm going to have a heart attack. And so I would stop. And then I'd be really paranoid to get back onto the equipment because I didn't want to have a heart attack. So my doctor referred me to a cardiologist who talked to me and said, don't worry about that stuff. You're going to go on this medication. It's going to slow down your heart rate. And therefore, when you do exercise and your heart rate goes up, it's not going to go up as high as it did. And therefore, that valve doesn't have to work as hard and you won't have chest pain. So I've been on this medication for, I don't know, maybe close to 2 years now. And it's only just these last months when I went and tested it to see if it's really true. Because I've done some hiking, I've done some backpacking since I've been on the medication, and I got no discomfort in my chest. My feet, not the best, but I wasn't having discomfort in my chest. But I just kept thinking of what happened before with cardiovascular exercise, with doing treadmill, and knowing my family history and that discomfort. It was just a panic for me to try. And I tried it slowly, and nothing happened. And I tried it moderately, and nothing happened. I got out of breath. My legs hurt quite a bit. My feet were a little bit iffy on the balance, so I would always hold on the treadmill, which you're not supposed to do, but it's better than falling off it. And I got up to this advanced level of putting the treadmill on the maximum incline it can do. And I trudge away on that for close to an hour now. And again, no discomfort in my chest whatsoever. So I've been really excited about the fact that after all these years, I can do this. So going there each day and doing the treadmill and then doing the sauna for an extended period of time, going in and out, cold showers, and drinking plenty of water throughout, having water in there with me, I burn a lot of calories in the sauna. And when I add all this together, it's, you know, I'm burning about 1,500 calories between the walking there, the treadmill, the sauna, and my lifting downstairs, sometimes more than 1,500 calories. So in my mind, it has become a necessity for me to go. Even though doing a treadmill like that, on an incline like that, for that period of time, my hat off to all of the many billions of people around the world that have been able to do this all their lives, sweating while they're doing it. My hat off to you. It's an amazing feeling to be able to do it. And I'm so glad to be able to do it. Now, I'm going to get really personal for a moment, and I'm doing this because I want to make a point. So you're about to get the TMI, too much information, but I try to be very honest on the podcast, and I really want to be honest about what happened today. So I have been having these low-calorie frozen yogurt bars the last couple of days. They're great. They're about 70 calories. They taste really good. It's a nice end to my day after I've done all my exercise and I've eaten healthy throughout the day. Now I have this frozen dessert treat. A couple nights ago, I had two of them because I was way under my calories for the day. So I had two, and I still was way under my calories of the day, but I at least allowed myself to have that. Well, what I fail to remember at times is that I'm severely lactose intolerant. I have lactate milk. I have lactate half and half. I've had lactose-free cheese. It's the only way I can eat them without being really uncomfortable. And not uncomfortable like you have gas, like a lot of people who are lactose intolerant will do. I get diarrhea really badly. So stupid Joey was eating these yogurt treats, not realizing, duh, you're eating lactose. So I went to get ready to go to the gym today, and I had my breakfast, and I had coffee, and I had a green tea. And I spent quite a bit of time in the bathroom having water come out of me. Sorry to be graphic, but that's what was happening. And I was doing a few things around the house. And, you know, you get that feeling sometimes, just in general, that you have a little gas and you have to pass gas. So I was alone. I was down in my gym doing some cleaning. And I had to pass gas, which I did, but it wasn't just gas. And so I came upstairs, and sure enough, there's unpleasant stuff in my underwear. So I kept thinking, shit. I can't go to the gym. How am I going to go to the gym when I have this diarrhea? So what I did is I made sure I wasn't going to drink anything else or eat anything else, and I spent another hour walking around doing different stuff, constantly going into the bathroom and having this stuff come out of me, but it was getting less and less because there just wasn't any more food in my digestive tract. So I was ready to go to the gym, so put on clean clothes, obviously, and I walked to the gym. Put my stuff in the locker, go to my usual treadmill, get it all set up, start doing it, putting it on an incline. I'm walking away, 15 minutes or so. And now I'm starting to get this feeling like I have to pass gas, but I know that's not what's going to happen. So I still wanted to do the treadmill. So I'm pushing myself and kind of squeezing and pulling everything in on my backside, if you can understand that. Like if you have to go to the bathroom but you can't, sometimes you kind of just pull stuff in a little bit. And that lasted me for a while, and I got about to the 35 minute mark, and I still had to do another 15 to 20 minutes. And I just couldn't do it because I was afraid something was going to happen. And the gym that I go to has all the weight equipment and all the cardio machines and all the lifting machines all in one big, huge room. So there are people on treadmills right around me and on bikes behind me, and the lifting section's right there filled with a bunch of guys lifting. And I kept thinking in my mind, I might have a problem. What am I going to do? I don't want to stop. I don't want to stop, you know, I'm most of the way through. Well, I finally had to cut it off and say, I'm not going to take a chance of pooping in my pants with all of these people around. So I get off the treadmill, go into the locker room, strip down to my underwear. I go into the sauna. I thought I would have to use the bathroom before I went in the sauna, but the feeling wasn't there at that moment. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to force anything. So I go into the sauna and I'm going to do my hour in the sauna. And again, when I mention that I do an hour in the sauna, please realize I've spoken to my doctors about this. I'm very cautious about it. I go in and out. I take cold showers. I drink plenty of water. I'm doing very, very safely. But I was in there for an hour, coming out, doing my showers, taking water, going back in. I managed to do an hour, and I still didn't feel like I had to go, which is awesome. Now all we have to do is walk home. So I walked home, and sure enough, things were fine. So the moral of the story is nothing happened. But when I was on that treadmill, and I was at the 300-calorie mark, and I still wanted to do another 250 or so, it was killing me to stop doing it, even though I was taking a big chance if I kept going. And when I stopped, I really felt like I was letting myself down, like I didn't accomplish what I was supposed to accomplish, and therefore I'm right back to what I used to be when I had problems with doing cardiovascular and I made excuses not to do them. I felt I was right back at that point again. But as I was sitting in the sauna and that was running through my mind, I kept realizing that we have the ability to push ourselves far beyond what we think that we can do. Examples of this come up all the time when there are dangerous situations that happen. You've heard of people that have somehow been able to lift a car up to get someone out from under it, or from suddenly the adrenaline kicks in and they have this super strength to be able to do something because it is an emergency. We have that ability. Even though we don't get that adrenaline rush necessarily, we have that ability that we don't realize sometimes we have. And for all of us that sometimes sit and say, you know what, I just can't do this. I just can't go and work out for whatever reason. You're arguing with yourself. Well, by the time I get there, it's already late. If I do my full workout and then I come back home, it's going to be late. So I'm not going to be able to eat dinner at the time I usually do. Or I had to work a little late today. Yes, I could go to the gym and do a partial workout, but that's a waste of time. I'm not going to bother doing it. We talk ourselves out of things all the time. And it's not just with workouts. It's with life in general. Often we have opportunities that we do not take because we think that we can't do whatever that is. And the fact is, you can do what you want to do. I'm sure there have been circumstances in your life where you wanted to do something, but maybe it wasn't financially possible, you didn't have the time to do it, whatever reason you might have had, but you really wanted to do this. I'll bet there are examples in your life where you managed to do it somehow. You made the time. You found the money. You did what you wanted because you wanted it that badly. we find the time and quite often find the financial ability to do the things that are really important to us. If you haven't had a family vacation for a few years and you'd love to be able to take the kids somewhere, somehow you've found the money to do that. Maybe you have to plan ahead and save the money to do it, but it was important enough to you that you did keep putting the money aside so that you could do it. You really can do what you want. I think that's true about life in general, although I'm sure there's a lot of people that would argue that point with me. But let's talk about diet and fitness specifically. There are days when you're trying to diet, you're trying to eat healthy, you're trying to do the right thing. You've been doing it for day after day after day. And then a situation comes up where you go out with friends and they order food, and suddenly your ability to stay on that healthy eating plan dissolves because of peer pressure, because of alcohol consumption, because you want to fit in, because you want an excuse to eat that food. And then you feel so guilty afterwards. Here, I've worked hard for 10 days. I ate good for 10 straight days. And now I screwed it up. But the fact is, you can do what you want. If you want it badly enough. And sometimes we just have to find whatever that reason is at the moment that allows us to push ourselves just a little bit beyond the limit that we thought that we had. We somehow push against those walls and break down the barriers, and we manage to do it. On those days when you have been dieting, and you are in a situation where you're about to make the decision whether you should eat this other food or whether you should stay on your diet plan. Those situations come up a lot. When you're confronted with that, the fact of the matter is, you know that you can do the right thing. Whatever that may be. You have it within you, and you maybe secretly know it. You may not want it to show itself. You may not want to be strong enough to say no to the other food and stay on your diet. And somehow you think you can't, that you don't have the willpower to be able to stay on your eating plan. You say that to yourself. But secretly, deep down, you know that you could avoid that if that is really what you want. And you convince yourself otherwise. You convince yourself to, oh, I just don't have the ability to say no because of this reason and this reason and this reason. And you try to justify the fact that you are unable to have the willpower. But way back in your mind, you know you do have that willpower. You just don't want to see it right then. Have you ever heard of, there's a situation that you can do, like if you're having a problem with a relationship and you're trying to decide whether to stay in that relationship or leave that relationship. And you go to one of your friends and you spend the evening together talking about that. I don't know if I should stay with him or if I should leave him. I don't know. Here's all the reasons why I should stay with him. Here's all the reasons why I should leave with him. There's pros and cons. They seem to balance each other out. I just don't know what to do. And your friend listens to all of the stuff as you explain it. And then something happens at the very end. Your friend might say, you know what? I think you should stay in the relationship. And you will have a reaction. It might be a little subconscious, or it might be pretty much there. When they give the answer, you should stay in the relationship, or you should leave the relationship, whichever they say, you will have a reaction. You will either feel really good because that is what you think that you should do. She says, no, you should leave him. Somewhere in your heart, you knew you were supposed to leave him, and you feel relieved, somewhat happy, somewhat justified in your decision. But if they say the opposite, and they say, no, I think you should stay in the relationship, you may have a reaction of a little bit of disappointment, a little bit of feeling like maybe you didn't explain yourself well because they're giving you an answer that you just don't feel right about. You're let down a little bit. The reactions that you have based on the answer your friend gives you, and it doesn't matter which way your friend answers you, if you feel good or if you feel a little sad, disappointment, that will tell you what you truly feel. That will tell you that you know, you've always known in your heart what you should do. There's a lawnmower outside. I don't know if you can hear this, but it's annoying me. The same thing with working out, the same thing with dieting. You know already in your heart what you're supposed to do. Clients will come to me and say, is it okay to eat a big bowl of pasta and cheese and meatballs? Because I love that. Or is it okay if I have a pizza tonight because I've been good for 7 days? The person already knows in their heart what the answer is. The answer is probably no, you shouldn't do that. But they desperately want me to say, yes, you can have it. But they know. They know they can't. Same thing with us, with working out. When we are supposed to go and work out, we have the time. It's part of the schedule that we normally do. But for whatever reason, we're trying to justify why we will not go on a given day. Happened to me. I don't want to go and have diarrhea on the treadmill today. And it would be so easy for me to say, well, there is my justification. It's a perfectly good reason, right? Who wants to crap their pants in front of a room full of people? But I know in my heart, I knew in the back of my mind that I was really making an excuse because say my diarrhea was worse than I thought it was. So I walk from here to the gym, I use the bathroom. I get on the treadmill, I'm on the treadmill for 15 minutes or so. Oh, I gotta go, stop, go, use the bathroom, come back to the treadmill again, warm myself back up and do a little bit more. I knew that I was trying to make an excuse. It probably was a valid one, I think, for most people. It's a perfectly valid reason to not go. But I knew in my heart that I wanted it so badly. I want my abs to show. I'm going to Florida in a month. I'm seeing my sister. I'm seeing a brother that I haven't seen in 25 years. My family's not exactly close. So I want to look good. I'm going to go swimming with manatees. So when I take my shirt off in front of these people, I don't want to look like some old fat dude. So staying on my diet and staying on my exercise plan is so important to me. It's what I want to do. And therefore, when these obstacles come up, I am going to find a way to work with them, work around them, and get done what I really, truly want. So when you have those days when you're not sure whether you can diet, you're not sure whether you can exercise, you're going to have constant excuses coming in your brain of why you can't do it, but you know in your heart that you want it. You just think that you can't do it, but you know that you want it. And one of the things that one can do, it's a form of behavioral modification technique, is when you realize that you're starting to make excuses, that you have these negative thoughts coming in your head. One of the things that you can do is just as you start to think of something negative, you yell really loudly in your mind. And excuse me, I'm going to back away from the microphone because I'm going to yell. Stop! You yell stop in your mind. And then 5 seconds later, when another negative thought comes into your mind, you yell stop really loudly in your head. This technique can be used anytime you have negative thoughts. If you're worried about something and you just can't stop thinking about it, if you're depressed and you find yourself thinking of all of these horrible things, you practice. Once that thought begins to form, and you can tell if it's going to be a negative, you can tell that, you yell stop really loudly in your head. So you start to think about something, you yell stop. 5 seconds later, you start to think about it again, you yell stop. 10 seconds later, you start to think about it again, you yell stop. It's something that takes a lot of practice. You have to be really committed to it. But by not allowing that thought to form in your mind, whatever that negative thought is, and yelling this stop, believe it or not, over time, you're going to have less negative thoughts because you're stopping your mind from running that little movie that's going to happen in your head. You know, if you are ruminating over something that happened at a family celebration over the weekend and you did something stupid or someone was bad to you and you can't stop thinking about it and you're running that little movie through your mind of it, you yell stop over and over and over and over. Can I say over a few more times? Over and over again in your mind. You're training your mind not to have those negative thoughts. And I used that today when I was thinking, oh, my diarrhea is bad. What happened? Stop! Oh, okay. And then a few minutes later, I'll start to get ready to go to the gym, but oh, what happens if my diarrhea... Stop! And yell it in your mind. And over time, you're training your mind not to be so negative. This is a subject I want to do more about, so there really isn't a conclusion to what I'm talking about today. I want to address it more in other podcasts. But if you have these negative thoughts regarding fitness or dieting, but I'm sure you can apply it to other things, but certainly with fitness, getting yourself to exercise, and diet, getting yourself to diet, when you start having these negative thoughts, these excuses, practice yelling stop. Now, a whole bunch of you are going to go, oh, well, that's not going to do anything. Oh, that's so new agey, so psychology. Maybe that's your mind trying to tell you that it's not going to work so that you don't do it and make your mind do something that you know you should. Ooh, there's a thought. A lot of times when people dismiss something without even trying it, and when I say trying it, I mean really trying it, really putting yourself into it several times to test it out. If someone's just like, oh, that's not going to work, you're going to do that about a lot of things in life. So why not try this technique and see if it might make a difference? And at the very least, you won't crap your pants. There's the reason. This has been the 101st, wow, episode of Beginner Diet and Fitness Podcast. Thanks for listening. I know it was a little different and I got into some very personal things, but I did it to illustrate something to you. And I hope that in some way it'll help make a difference for you. We'll talk again very soon. Meanwhile, this is Joey Hernandez. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, the best thing you can do that I would be eternally grateful for is to give me a 5-star rating on iTunes. Maybe throw in a nice comment if you'd like, but you can just hit 5 stars, boom. I would love that because that brings me up in the iTunes directory and therefore more people will see the podcast and therefore more people will listen to the podcast and we'll have a nice community of beginners in diet and fitness. And a lot of podcasts are not based for beginners. A lot of fitness or diet podcasts. I'm taking it down to the rudimentary level, and I hope it makes a difference. I'll talk to you soon, folks. Until then, bye. Hey, folks, Joey Hernandez, and this is a pre-recorded disclaimer that I'm going to insert into each episode of the podcast. So please give me just a moment of your listening time and listen to this disclaimer. I hope that the information that you receive from the podcast is unique and useful to you in your quest to live a healthier and more vibrant life. I have been a personal trainer for over 30 years. This podcast and the Human Construction Site blog that it is tied to are based on my opinions and my experience working with clients all these years. I am not a doctor. I ask that any and all information that you receive from me, as well as anywhere else on the internet or on TV or on websites, books, wherever the source, that you discuss that and review it with your personal physician before implementing any kind of lifestyle changes. Your doctor knows you best. He or she knows your personal medical history, knows your medications, your family's history, and together you with your physician should have a dialogue to ensure that any changes are right for you. So please, 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 please consult your doctor. Thank you.